All right, gentlemen, let's go to the screen. We're going to start off right with the Word of God. Now, in order to understand what God is doing, Genesis 22, guys, 1 through 3. In order to understand what's taking place in Genesis 22, you need to go back to Genesis 20, read the whole chapter. Genesis 21, read the whole chapter, and then step into Genesis 22 to get an understanding of how we're going to proceed for this. Oh, no, not how we're going to proceed, why we're proceeding in this manner tonight. Hallelujah. So in Genesis 22, verse 1, this is the explanation of how God was calling Abraham to do something by faith. It is a place where God was asking Abraham to truly surrender himself unto what God was asking him to do. Because in this, we may think, oh, it's just a story. But I'm going to ask you to consider yourself as Abraham at that moment. Here he is with his son that God promised him. Come on. God promised Abraham a son, and he gave him a son through Sarah, his wife. 99 years old. A miracle. And in this request from God to Abraham, God was asking Abraham to kill his son. And I was meditating on something, not only to kill his son, but how was he going to kill him? He was going to have to burn him up. He was going to have to burn him as a sacrifice. Let's go into this. This is so good. Somebody say surrender.
Surrender.
Somebody say, this is my surrender.
This is my surrender.
After these things, God tested the faith and the commitment of Abraham. And Abraham said to him, Abraham, and he answered, here I am. God said, now, watch this. In the moment, it wasn't something he was asking him to do down the road. Take now your son, your only son of promise, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham got up early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he split the wood for the burnt offering, and then he got up and he went to the place which God had told him. Here's a situation that I would think any parent would just not be able to do. Simple as that. To say, you know, God's asked you to sacrifice a child. But there's something so profound in this, because we see when God asks us to do something and we surrender, no matter how impossible and how illogical it may seem, God's got a perfect plan behind it. And from those plans, you'll see the provision that God gives us when we step into the situation. Again, no matter how ridiculous it may seem, how illogical it may seem. From the situation in the life of God's beloved Abraham, after God changed Abraham's name from Abram to Abraham, at the age of 99, God gave Abraham a new name. From that new name, God had prophesied that now, as Abraham, he would become a father of many nations. Does anybody enjoy the prophetic? How many of you here have been prophesied by the Spirit of God and are still waiting on prophecy to come to pass? Well, tonight we've got a good word. We've got a sure word.
Amen.
From Abram to Abraham, called by God, chosen by God, a new identity is given. A specific name giving Abraham recognition, a character of originality. One chosen by God to fulfill God's end time plan for God's final harvest of souls to enter into the kingdom. Now we're going to throw some Holy Ghost water on you tonight.
Amen.
For a refreshing. On the day that you became born again. On the day that you said, Father, forgive me of my sins. Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life. A change took place. God had given you a new identity. To be called one of his sons and one of his daughters. To step into the position as being a Papa Kosa, as being one chosen by him. You were given a new identity. In Genesis 22, the account of Abraham's total surrender is understood. Abraham's faith in God is weighed in the balance of death and life over Abraham's born Isaac. That through Isaac and his children, the promise of a legacy, an inheritance. Is anyone here born of God know you have an inheritance from the throne of glory? Come on now. A legacy, an inheritance that would be passed down to him from Abraham. A promise from God that Abraham would be a father to many nations. In Abraham's complete surrender to God, ready to sacrifice his son Isaac, God intervenes. So we've got a question for you tonight. You don't need to answer it out loud. Answer it in your heart. Was Abraham's faith so big, knowing that through the life of his son Isaac, as to be used as a burnt offering? That even if God did not provide a sacrificial lamb, well, God, somebody help me here. Ooh, Jesus. That even if God did not provide a sacrificial lamb, Abraham knew and believed Isaac's life would be taken, that God would raise him up again with resurrection promise. You decide. See, there was the evidence that God gave Abraham that promise. And by faith, Abraham believed God. Tonight, a work's going to take place where you're going to have to not believe Brother Michael, but where you're going to have to believe God to move on your behalf. And I'm in line first on this one. Amen? Amen? Somebody say, this is my surrender. My surrender is not unto man. My surrender is unto God. That's not too convincing, saints. Hallelujah. So surrender means to give in or to give oneself up, to yield or to concede, to give away, sacrifice or commit to give oneself up as this, we got this download today. I had to stop what I was doing in this message. Listen to give oneself up as unto the power of authority. Amen. To submit to the power and authority. In this context, to submit to the power and the authority of Yahweh himself. Some of you are looking at me cross-eyed. Oh, my God. I'm going to pray for your eyes. Daniel and the three Hebrew children, hear this, to the account of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their refusal to surrender, somebody say surrender. This word's got to get deep in our spirit tonight. To surrender to the decree of an earthly king, Nebuchadnezzar, to bow their knee to an idol, renouncing their faith in Jehovah. But the Bible says that they surrendered their lives to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And God delivered them from that fiery furnace. And your Bible says, now one head, what, not one hair on their head were singed. Their death assignment was eliminated. Is somebody in the house? Daniel's encounter in the lion's den, the same result. Daniel surrendered his heart to God, and God eliminated the proposed death assignment on his life. Can I ask you tonight, can you receive this prophetic teaching as a directive to surrender? Can you receive it tonight? Yes. Well, then you already got a place at the altar. I said, you already have a place at God's altar. From the account of a visitation from Gabriel, the archangel sent from God, Mary, Jesus' mother, surrenders to a word. Surrenders herself to a word by God. Let's go to the screen, my brothers, in Luke 1, 26. How you like that? Now that's power. Hallelujah. Luke 1:26. And we didn't rehearse that. No, we can't. Right. Luke 1:26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee. You all know the story, but we're going to just refresh your memory. Named Nazareth. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored." Somebody say favored. Amen. "And the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou amongst women." Verse 29. "And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation or greeting should this be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." So would this be a fair and reasonable question to ask? Come on. What's this angel? I don't know about you, but I just might. Anyway, if an angel appeared to me and started talking to me, I don't know what I would do. But in this, would you say that this is a fair and reasonable question for Mary to ask this angel of God? Verse 34. "Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Ooh, and here's the answer. "And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost." Come on, somebody. "The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God." And here's a confirmation. "And behold," get ready, Mary, "your cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her whom was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible." If we can throw anything at you today, in this house, if we can present to you a prophetic release or a prophetic word of promise, hear this tonight. With God, nothing is impossible. Amen. I said, with God, nothing is impossible. And verse 38, "And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid," I got to dance, oh my God. "And behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me." Listen to her response. "Be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. The end result? The conclusion of Mary's surrender to the word spoken? Pow. A Savior is born to redeem humanity. One more example, and then I'm going to advance to an altar God has prepared for us here tonight. In one act of surrender from those who listened and heard the word of God, the fulfillment of a prophetic word was encountered for an end time demonstration of God's power and his love. The Bible, from the beginning of Genesis 1:1 to the end of Revelations 22:21, results in how God's people surrendered their lives unto God. No matter how challenging it was, it came as a result of total surrender, not unto one another, but unto God. Amen? And the fulfillment of this prophetic word in Joel chapter 2, you all know it, we hear it time and time again. Let this settle deep in your spirit tonight, saints. Joel 2:28. Guys, did I give that to you? I give it to you now. You can bring it up. Hallelujah. There you go. So as we read the scriptures, I'm going to ask you to consider what God's saying in this message tonight. That whenever someone surrenders their life to God. Whenever someone surrenders a situation in their life to God, no matter what the circumstance, whenever you surrender, you're going to see the evidence of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in that surrender. He will initiate a work as a result of your surrender. Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also, in other words, in addition, upon the servants and upon the handmaidens in those days, I will pour out my spirit. In one act of surrender, 120 men and women received a demonstration of power, bringing them into alignment to what God purposed for their lives. Somebody say, this is my surrender. All right, now fasten your seatbelts. Poke the person next to you. No, don't do that. Set yourselves ready for a prophetic release tonight. God wants you to hear from his heart for you tonight, as he does every Monday night. And I'm just going to give this out to you. You know, we've been approached as a ministry, and I've been approached individually by a few individuals who have told me, you can't do what you're doing over there. Stop doing what you're doing over there. Well, this is my response. No. We're going to continue to do what Abba is telling us to do. Whether it lines up with their doctrine or whether it doesn't line up with their doctrine. Amen. And until or unless we hear from Abba himself, we're going to continue to press this prophetic ability of the Holy Spirit to function in your lives, that you will reveal the kingdom of God in this earth as one of God's chosen for souls to come into his kingdom. Amen. Oh, is that all you got? Give him a shout. Come on. Here's a prophetic release for you tonight, saints. And right now, I feel the Holy Ghost. Man, that kabod is in the house. The weight of God's glory is in the house. Somebody's going to get it. Hallelujah. Tonight, I have created and prepared an altar set before you in the sanctuary on your behalf. It's purposed to allow you to approach me with your sacrifice to surrender. A surrender to give up, to give way to salvation, deliverance, and healings. To concede to anything that is holding you back from advancing with kingdom purpose for kingdom living. From your surrender to those issues that bring conflict in your lives, the traumas, the issues of your past that confine, imprison, hold you captive, and limit you to gain, to take possession of what I offer you through the life of my beloved son, Jesus. It is, there's that pull. Come on. I feel it. It's okay. Pull on this, saints. As long as God will release it through this vessel, pull on it. Pull on that anointing tonight. From your surrender to those issues that bring conflict in your lives, the traumas, the issues of your past that confine, imprison, hold you captive, and limit you to gain, to take possession of what I'm offering you through the life of my beloved son, Jesus. It is I, the great I am, who have scheduled this hour, created this altar for you to receive your complete surrender to those things that paralyze you to advance my kingdom in the earth. At this altar of surrender, burdens will be lifted. Strongholds will be destroyed. Compromises will be removed. Wounds will be healed. Hearts will be made whole. The assignments and tactics networked with doubt and unbelief will be dealt with from heaven's perspective, bringing a downfall and an elimination to those assignments. As a result of this surrender, you will become more acquainted, familiar with my desire for greater intimacy with me. This surrender will reopen. This surrender will reopen the doors the enemy has closed through his lies and deceptions. At this altar of surrender, with doors reopened, you will engage, become involved with the Holy Spirit as he brings restoration and refreshing, renewing as those burdens of disappointment are removed, the hindrances eliminated, as the deceptions, the fraud of unforgiveness are exposed. To you, my beloved, what lays before you at this altar of surrender is my Shekinah, the visible presence of my glory, from my arms embracing you, my sons and daughters. As you come forward, embrace this altar of surrender in love in the same way my loving arms embrace you daily, says the Spirit of Truth. Says the Spirit of Truth. We've got a show word for you tonight, saints, and we're gonna step into this right away. Here's Abba's heart for us tonight. And again, Apostle Yvonne's at home, but she stepped into this with me at home this afternoon. We're getting in front. We're getting in line first on this. Because we know the results of this word, we know the benefits that are going to come as we step into this precept, this command of God's word for us tonight. Here's God's heart to you. This is what God wants us to understand. Dearly beloved, on the day of your confession of Jesus as Lord and Savior, at that moment, the miraculous, the supernatural took place. From your very own surrender to God, Holy Spirit, oh God, let this go deep. Ha, Baba, can we give you permission, Lord? Take it as deep as it needs to go so we receive the revelation of this tonight. From your very own surrender to God, Holy Spirit hears your words and begins to fulfill only what he was sent to do in you and through you. The Holy Spirit himself opens the gateways to your heart, giving you his abilities to overcome the resistance of the enemy, to surrender to the will of God. He helps you when you become anxious, overwhelmed by your circumstances or situations. For you to understand that you don't have to be a victim, but to be a victor, a conqueror against serpents and scorpions, lions or bears. Those Goliaths that stand in your path. During David's confrontation with Goliath, who is this uncircumcised Philistine, he says. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? You are part of an army of the living God, saints. Amen. From your own very surrender to God, Holy Spirit hears your words, giving you knowledge on how to forfeit, to give up the addictions, the bondage to idols. We're going to see how well this goes over. The resentment towards others and how they've offended you. Hear these words, saints. The knowledge with power to renounce, to reject, to refute, to abandon anything that the enemy has placed in your path. Can I get a witness in this house tonight? tonight, a door, a gateway through understanding for surrender is here. Tonight, an altar has been created in this sanctuary by God. When this was coming to me at the beginning of this last week, when we got back from our vacation, and this was coming to me, by vision of the Holy Spirit, I was home, but I could see us here tonight. Some of you that are here, I saw you here in the Spirit. And I saw this elaborate and beautiful altar set here for us by God. The Bible says, and the Bible teaches that without an altar, there can be no sacrifice. Here we see the evidence of an altar of a great sacrifice. As we step into this, God wants you to hear this again, because it's not a one-time thing. This was so revelatory. Oh my God. Tonight, an altar has been created in the sanctuary. It's not a one-time thing. Please hear from the heart of the Father here tonight. And I pray that he gives you the vision, gives you the however you see it, like in a day vision or during a dream. That tonight, the altar doesn't stay here. You can take this altar home with you. And you can use it whenever the help for surrender is needed. Do you get that?
Yes.
Remember, the Bible says all truth is parallel. We understand that. But this concept of an altar here tonight, God said it. He created it for you. And we talked to you a little bit earlier that tonight it was going to get a little bit rough. But I want you to know, in this sanctuary, you're in your Father's house. You're in a safe place. We here as a ministry is not here to judge you in anything. This is between you and Abba himself. But God wants you to understand his heart toward you tonight in this house. That as we go forth in this altar call, is that as you come up here, it's not your surrender to Brother Michael. I'm in the same boat with you tonight. I'm coming with my surrender unto God. To the things that I'm aware of, the things that I'm not aware of, those things that may be hidden in my heart that have not yet been revealed. I'm here to surrender it unto God. Because I know in order to advance what he's asking me to do for his kingdom or his kingdom people, that stuff's got to be removed. And I'm telling you, not to get all this focused on myself, there's a lot of stuff growing up. There's a lot of stuff. And the Holy Spirit, the more I get before the Lord and I ask him, he begins to show me the doors that are closed, and he opens them, and he lets me see what's behind the doors, the things that the enemy has been using over the years. And when they're identified as somebody in this house, when they're identified, I command them to be removed. And the authority of Jesus' name, they are removed. When they're removed, now I take my position by the same authority of God and ask the Holy Spirit to fill that room with his love, his mercy, his grace, come on, his compassion, that the identity of all that the Holy Spirit has is put into those rooms. So when I go back into those rooms, I will receive more from him. There's somebody in the house. So Father, we thank you today for what you're releasing in this house. Those of you that are joining us online, I pray, it is really from my heart to your heart, I pray that you receive this word tonight and then begin to exercise this as we're going to stay online. As we exercise this here tonight, you can exercise that at home with us in Jesus' mighty name. So Father, we thank you for this word tonight, this impending word that comes from your heart, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, I thank you for my brothers and sisters in this house tonight, those of that are online. I give you praise, Father, for they did not come here to receive from your servant, Michael. They came to receive from you. And we know that you are faithful. You are a faithful God in everything that you release. A spoken word, a prophetic word, a written word, a vision, a dream, that you are faithful in those things, that as they come forth, you will cause those words to be accomplished in us and through us. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, since we're not going to twist your arm, we're going to bring up some music in the background a little bit louder. Did Lamar leave? Did he go? I got to talk to that guy. Just kidding. So what we're going to do here tonight is, again, I'm going to, and Charlotte, I'm going to need you at my right side for tonight. We're going to pour this oil, and I'm going to just put it all over my hands. So what we're going to do is ask you to come up, and you don't have to run up here. I'm going to ask you to take a few minutes in those seats. Put aside your Bibles, your handbags, or whatever you have here. Just put them aside. They're in a safe place. No one's going to steal them. Put those things aside so they're not a distraction. Don't get your mind on those things, the material things, that they not be a distraction. And then as the music begins to come forth here, come on, guys, bring it up, please. Now, here, this is the key. My God. My God, he's here. Ooh, he's here. And I ask that God would open up your eyes to see the altar he's set before here. As you're sitting there, don't lean to your own understanding. Don't process this through the intellect of the carnal or the natural mind. Let this process come forth through the intellect of the Holy Spirit that is in you. Let him process it. And once that unction in you, the unction or the kicking of the Holy Spirit within your inner man begins to prompt you and speak to you to come forward, then come forward. If you want to come forward and stand, if you want to come forward and get on your knees, if you need to lay out. But I can promise you this, when you come up here tonight, that anointing of the Holy Spirit, the agape of God himself will come upon you. That Shekinah of his glory will come upon you. You'll recognize his presence. And even the kabod, is somebody in the house with me tonight, even the kabod, the weight of his glory will come upon you. And I can identify that with that right now because I feel the weight, the kabod of that glory upon my hands. Some of you are going to feel it rest on your shoulders. Some of you are going to feel the kabod come around your waistline here. Some of you will feel it on your feet. Your feet are going to get weighty. But whatever the case, however God wants to minister to you in that manner, let him minister to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.